Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sydney, Mario, and Frankie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. Welcome to Happy Hour. There seems to be an influx of heavy stories in the news lately, so here are some more uplifting ones. In local news, ocean pools may be come back to the Gold Coast after residents and disability advocates have pushed for their return. Back in 2021, a petition for ocean pools have garnered more than 13,000 signatures, and this was rejected by the council due to expensive costs. This year, the resurging interest of ocean pools has made the Gold Coast City Council agree to take on a feasibility study assessing whether the facility is viable and can provide an inclusive access to the ocean. Proponents argued ocean pools could indeed benefit weak swimmers, children, and people with disabilities by creating a safe space, protected swimming environment near the ocean. In more local news, Australia's macadamia production has more than doubled in the past decade, and orchids are expected to continue to expand up the East Coast. In North Queensland, more than 8,000 trees are being planted annually over the last 5 years. In Burdekin region in North Queensland, they are having their first commercial harvest of macadamia crop since transitioning from sugarcane to macadamia 5 years ago. Supermarket costs are not currently expected to decrease as domestic and international demand remains strong.
In national news, speaking of nuts, to celebrate the winter solstice, thousands of swimmers strip off all their clothes and plunge into Hobart's Cold River Derwent in the annual Dark Mofo Nude Solstice Swim. Dark Mofo is a two-week Tasmanian arts festival and has been running for 13 years so far, attracting many returning nude swimmers. A group of Queensland swimmers was one of the annual returnees, dressing as frogs this year. Oh, wow. In more ocean national news, two loggerhead turtles have been successfully rehabilitated and released back into the wild in Western Australia. Squirtle and Treasure arrived at the Dolphin Discovery Centre in Bunbury in 2024 after that winter's storm season. After a two-year rehabilitation program, both turtles are set to be flown to Exmouth and released in Ningaloo Reef. For most, farewelling the turtles has been a bittersweet endeavour. Aquarist Chantel Dixon stated that Squirtle and Treasure's departure was an emotional time, but I'm so happy to have them back in the wild. It's anticipated that the turtles will embark on a journey westward towards Madagascar after their release. Sources in my head say they may or may not be joined by a lion, a zebra, a hippopotamus, a giraffe, and a group of penguins when they arrive.
In international news, Fiji has launched a five-year national organic farming policy. The policy will be aimed at increasing organically managed land and creating new opportunities for smallholder farmers, women and youth. Minister for Agriculture, Waterways and Sugar Industry, Tamasi Tunabuna, says, quote, "The national policy builds on Fiji's rich agricultural traditions by bringing together indigenous knowledge, innovation and science to sustain the health of our soils, ecosystem and people," end quote. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. Still no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.